This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Pete Hartman, Operations Director for KUAF. Welcome back.
Hello.
The Metropolitan Opera season has ended.
It has ended. It ended last Saturday.
Which means?
Which means we're going to roll out, kind of going to do something a little different over the next 5 to 6 months during that slot, Saturday, at least at noon. Now, what our listeners have gotten accustomed to when the opera season was not going on would be, wait, don't tell me at noon.
Mm-hmm.
We also heard that again Sunday at noon. Well, since we were doing that, we thought this is a really good opportunity to highlight some of these special programming that NPR has started to roll out.
And these are programs that wouldn't go through the whole year. They're just limited series.
That's correct. And so you've got to think these are programs that our listeners would not hear, weren't hearing them before. They'll hear them now. We should first say, wait, don't tell me is not going away. It's still Sunday at noon.
Right.
And we think that's
where
the
it's
best.
Been for years.
Exactly. That's where it was initially. So, exactly. The first special series, which we will begin this Saturday at noon, is called the TED Radio Hour. I didn't know much about this at all. All I knew was it was the capital T, capital E, capital D, and I knew I had seen that before. So when Rick gave this to me, he said, hey, take a look at this. I knew it was now time for me to understand what this capital TED is. And I looked into it, and you know what you and I have kind of talked about it. Technology, education, design. Technology, education, design. And it's just a journey through fascinating ideas, astonishing inventions, and new ways to think and create. Basically, what I've listened to a few of these programs is it's an hour of people talking about stuff.
Hmm. Now, what happens is you get some of these creative minds. Michael Pollan, who was just here within the last – he first sort of got sort of his fame through TED Talks. You're given
a
limited amount of time. You don't talk for the full hour. You'll hear someone and they have 8 to 15 minutes to get the idea across. So they really have to think about it.
Well, what little I've listened to the first program, which we will hear this Saturday at noon, it really seems like it's going to fit very well into that set, what we've got going on Saturdays. So that's the TED Radio Hour. This is a special series that NPR put together. It's going to run about 10 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, listeners, if you may be you may know our Saturday lineup that is outside of the opera window, and that will be followed by Snap Judgment.
Which we started last year.
That's right. I still consider that a newish program. Snap Judgment, that's an hour-long program. How would you describe that?
I think it's
it's definitely an art program, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
That's art and concepts exactly. Connected by different concepts. It owes a little bit to This American Life, but it would be unfair to say it is an American Life-esque
mm-hmm.
show.
And you've got to think, rolling out of that TED, mm-hmm. that just fits perfectly, kind of that flow. So that's 1 to 2 is the program Snap Judgment. Then at 2, we feature All Songs Considered, a very popular program from NPR. That's a half-hour program, so it ends at 2:30. And that's when we will begin again with our continuing series of Tales from the South. This is a program from KUAR in Little Rock, which we began last year. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct, I think?
Yes, I think so.
And it features people, many of them with Arkansas connections, telling stories, true stories. From a stage at the Starving Artist Cafe in North Little Rock.
Yeah. And it really has – it's a half hour, so I think this lends itself – it has that feel of within minutes, you feel like you're there. You're part of this crowd listening to these mm-hmm. speakers and these authors and these readers. And so this – of course, the first one we'll hear Saturday has got the title of Mother's Day. So it must be
perfect.
Chock full of stories. Of course, that's Sunday. So – that gives us a little idea of what's going to happen at least in the next 10 weeks. Now, again, specifically talking about that noon to 1 hour. As I said, that's a 10-week, this TED Radio Hour, 10-week special. After it's run, we'll have another 10-week special from NPR. This is called Ask Me Another, and they call it NPR's exciting new show featuring puzzles, word games, and trivia played in front of a live audience. And I got to tell you, I have a feeling our audiences, our listeners, are
Sounds
going
like
to
fun.
Love that program. So that will, we will begin airing that after the TED Radio Hour series is done airing. Then after Ask Me Another is, we're done with that series, we're going to begin another one called Cabinet of Wonders. Now, this is so new, there's very little information out there. Even NPR has not even rolled
so that
out
hasn't
too
even
much.
Started
has
yet.
Not even started. I don't even think they've even recorded these yet.
Okay.
But that's well on. So those three sets of special series on Saturdays should take us up to the beginning of the next opera season, which is December 8th. So some really neat programs coming up in the next 5 months or so on Saturdays on KUAF.
Antoinette's least favorite thing just happened.
What?
We bounced like 6 months into the future.
Yeah.
That makes you feel very uneasy, doesn't it?
It does.
She likes to stay in the moment?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Very much.
I'm sorry.
It's
right.
Okay.
So the new Saturday lineup begins tomorrow at noon.
That's right. And real quickly, Kyle, I did want to mention one other thing. We have a newish jazz program on Saturday nights at 10. Now, a lot of our longtime listeners will say, whoa, that's Mary McPartland's piano jazz slot. Well, it's called Piano Jazz Rising Stars, again hosted by John Weber. It is a 13-week series, and what it does is highlights the jazz legends of tomorrow and follows winning combination of talk and music, which many of our listeners are already aware of. It sounds a lot like Marion McPartland's piano jazz, but with some of these younger stars, we already heard this series had already started. Actually, started last Saturday. We heard from Taylor Ixty, who has come through this area. This weekend's show features saxophonist vocalist Grace Kelly. Later on, we'll listen to the Thelonious Monk competition winner pianist Chris Bowers. So, a really neat program that Saturday nights at 10. Piano Jazz Rising Stars. Just a few programs that we're wanted to highlight here on Ozarks at Large.